Just got back from a film called In the Shadow of the Sun, director Harry Freeland. An incredible story about the Albini people in Africa. People born in Africa with albinism are stigmatized and feared. Their limbs are used to take to witch doctors because there is a belief, witch doctors have spread the belief around that they will bring wealth. So these people are hunted even, and attacked, and their bodies are cut up. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible. Many, many people killed. I think it was something like 74 people killed in the last 3 years. And they're not allowed to be educated or to work anywhere because it's more than likely that they will be killed or tortured or tormented at best. They're put away into camps which will have to have guards and barbed wire to stop people from getting in to them and killing them. So they're isolated and segregated in order to protect them. This film follows the story of Joseph Ant, a guy who has albinism and decides that it's not enough to be hidden away and to be stigmatised, that someone has to do something about it. And so he goes around the villages at great expense in a way of fear for himself. He doesn't know at any point if he'll be killed. And tries to talk to people and educate people about the fact that it's merely a gene that causes the white skin, a pigment issue, not that they're not, as he quotes, human beings. His journey is a fascinating one. But as he becomes more and more powerful, more and more strong in his story, he educates more people. And in fact, after the film, him and the director did a Q&A section, and where they'd been going around talking about the problem, there had been no killings reported. And in fact, in many areas, the witch doctors have been stripped of their licenses. But there's always an escalation of the murders whenever there's an election or when there's any sort of social unrest. Although it's a sad film and very moving, there's actually a lot of hope and a lot of strength. So I really admired the film for that. And this is Harry Freeland's first film. He used to be a cameraman, and it took him 8 years. And now, him and Joseph have set up an NGO to help raise awareness of this issue and to help change policies and to ensure that people do get the education and the life that they deserve to get. They also want to, part of the company is to distribute high factor sunscreen and protective clothing, because when they're not being hunted by people, actually they're killed by skin cancer. And many of the people with albinism don't know about skin cancer issues because they're abandoned and isolated. In fact, when Josephat was born to his mother, she was advised to poison him. This is a beautiful film and a beautiful man with a big heart and a brave man. I was very moved at the end, during the Q&A, by the genuine affection that there was between the director and the protagonist. Thank you for listening.